Good afternoon, Glenn.
Good afternoon.
Within the hospital there in your community of Postville, how are things today?
Things today are much different than last Tuesday this time, I must say. Different in a way of that we cannot see oil visible on the water, and we don't smell diesel oil in around the community or on the dock anymore. And even furthermore, we don't even smell diesel fuel if you're right out in boat anymore. I came to my cab on Sunday and specifically watched for signs of oil or smell oil in the heavily concentrated area that was made known to us on the south side of the bay. And I never saw or smelled anything from my cabin to Postville, which is a good thing.
So that was one mystery spill.
Yes, as for the source of the spill, that's yet to be determined. We're hoping that that source can be found and somebody somewhere will be held responsible and be accountable for what happened. You know, oil just doesn't fall out of the sky. It lands on the water near a community in the excess of 2,800 liters. That has to come from a source. And for that much of an amount, large amount, you know, it's not going to come from a small vessel like a speedboat. You know, a speedboat would have a real issue carrying that much fuel alone, leave alone spilling it. So it has to be from a larger vessel on the water. You know, I know at the beginning and up to now, all fingers have been pointed at the oil tanker and the Coast Guard boat that was in the community at the time during that weekend. But, you know, until the investigation is complete, I guess in relation to the source, I have very little to add to that other than the investigation is continuing. And for the people of Postville, I'm keeping an eye on this. Not that I'm an expert in this field, but as an elected person, I will be every now and again checking to see what progress is being made in the investigation or as the source being identified. I will make sure that everything that needs to be done will be done in this situation.
And the oil spill occurred about a week ago, so what's happened, what was done?
There was a lot of flyover. The first person arrived in the Postville was last Monday evening, if I'm correct, exactly a week ago from Monday. So there was a lot of air traffic. Monday afternoon, we saw the first aircraft do a flyover. And my guess is she was flying over town probably 35 to 40 minutes doing passes over the community in the open water in the bay. Tuesday came, and then we had more aircraft, another aircraft. I think it was two on Tuesday, including the Coast Guard helicopter, which came into the area with two to three more Coast Guard guys. And in addition to the flyovers, there were people actually walking the shorelines on both sides of the bay. We had NG reps here. We had Ernie Ford was here from the Department of Environment with NG under Jim's department, Lands and Resources. We also had Frederick Dwyer Samuel. He was here from Maine from the Environment Department. And, you know, we have somebody in town right now that's from representing the federal government doing a bird study or survey on birds here in the community, which hired on two local people this morning to do some additional bird work and on, I guess, nesting areas and what birds have been sighted in the area and what condition they were in, I guess, as they were sighted. So there's some ongoing work, and as we speak, the investigation still is ongoing. So there's been a number of things done. There haven't been any booms put out in the water, you know, the speedboats towing them around. And the explanation for that reason, why there were no booms put in the water to clean it up, the oil, by the time they determined where the heavily concentrated areas of oil was, we was after having probably three different wind directions in the community and around the community, and we also had some heavy rain last week. So a combination of, I guess, wind direction and the heavy rain helped this diesel oil, which is a lighter type of a petroleum fuel than crude, as we all know. I've did some research on this since it happened, and I've learned a lot, and I heard a lot from Coast Guard guys here. But with the wind direction and the heavy rain, it thinned the oil out so much, and it's evaporated or dissipated into the atmosphere, that it would be next to impossible to collect with booms on the water by using speedboats. So I guess to answer the question in short would be Mother Nature did its job at its finest near Postville related to the oil spill.
So to date, there has been no signs of any birds or any scene?
I'll give you an example. Like I said, I was to my cabin for a couple of nights there on the weekend, and I did some egg collecting myself, and I got some char. I have every bit of confidence that the char is okay to eat. I never saw no signs of oil on the water. Now, having said that, Sunday afternoon, near the community here, a place called Sandy Point. It's a known place for the capelin to come ashore this time of the year to spawn. So Sunday afternoon, I went to the beach, Sandy Point, with the grandchildren, and only to find out that there were lots of capelin in the area, and they were just about beaching. And my daughter, Jessica, was there, along with my common-law, Betty, and the grandkids, and we had a grand old time there. You know, the daughter was out with the depnet and depping the capelin, and we were, I guess, examining the capelin, making sure that there was no smell of oil, that they were seen to be in healthy condition, and we brings home four plastic bag fulls of capelin, and right now, as we speak, I got some capelin drying to eat. So, to answer your question, I think there were a few ducks killed in the area that looked normal, had no signs of oil on them. So we're hoping and praying that, you know, everything is going to get right back to where before this started, and people won't have to worry. Now, I know NG do have a advisory out to, deter people from setting nets in the immediate area until June the 19th, which is this coming Friday. I question the release. I asked the Department of, Lands and Resources, the purpose of why we should refrain from setting nets in the immediate area when Canadian Coast Guard tell the people here that fish and birds are safe to eat. So why wouldn't you be able to set a net? So I think it's a more of a precautionary thing, and it's, I heard it state, like I heard the comment made that the advisory is put out because we don't want people, their nets or gear, to become contaminated with oil if there was ever some oil drift past that net, and the net would absorb the oil. So as a little precaution to people that, yeah, there was an oil spill, so maybe it'd be a good idea to hold off for a few days. Having said that, I was talking to an elder this morning who has a net about 4 kilometers southwest of Postville, and he had a half a box of char and trout, and to me, look at them, they were all in perfect shape, and he was more than confident them fish was good to eat.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And Glenn, would you like to add anything else?
There's one thing I'd like to add here, and that is past Friday evening, there was a lot of concern in the community, like I said, about fish and wildlife and about what exactly happened to all the fuel that was on the water. And I couldn't answer the questions in great detail to the residents of Postville, even though I'm their elected person to represent them. I'm not specialized in the area of petroleum fuel waste. So I did, along myself and Tyler Edmonds, the ordinary member, we had a short meeting with Canadian Coast Guard guys that were in town here around the table meeting. You know, we asked them if they would be comfortable in going on the local radio Friday evening, 6:30, to provide the information to the residents of Postville and maybe to answer a few questions. They agreed to that, and 5:30 that evening, after supper Friday evening, I had a call, and they said that we're willing to go on the radio. We have the okay from my supervisor to do it. So I went up to the radio station with those guys, and I introduced them, and then I was the one there. I asked them 7 questions at the time, and they answered the questions, and they also added some more information in addition to the questions that was asked, which I feel was a great comfort for the community to hear how exactly the oil dissipates or evaporates so fast as a light petroleum fuel as opposed to crude. So that was something, I guess, that Coast Guard wasn't obligated to do, but at a request, they did it. And I thank them for that, providing the information to the residents here. And, my final word is that I will continue to do what I can as an elected person for Postville to make sure that the investigations that's ongoing are, go right to the extent, right to the extremes, and everything is done, what can be done, to close off the investigation.
So hopefully there'll be an answer to how or where that oil spill happened.
Yes. I'm sure the residents here would be more than happy to hear that, and I would be more than happy to hear that myself. That would put a lot of uneasiness and concern to rest, I think.
And thank you, Glenn, and have a nice day.
Yes, and thank you for the time. Anytime, Johanna, and you have a nice day as well.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Glenn Nilo, emailing Yaslugo, Utsaluk Asikito Simalam, Matnunatini Hibukami, Ulumi Hanwilika. Glen Kiuyuk Ullumi, Asiango Pasimalituk, Tinistari Lounenganit, Asiangunenga Uhautigilu Takutsarunaituk Saluk Asikit tausimalautuk imani naimannagunnailunilu utsualu anikti sollisajak nunattini itsavinillunit anigeallu naimannaganilu ahumigukkuulluni suuntaariulautumi aullaasimaffinu simalaukunga khimikhullungalu kamarillugulu utsualu asikkitausimayuk tamaanigalamangaat tipalammangaalluunit taikanniulluak takutsaunigillauttangani sikingngani kangilluup takullaungimaikku nga naima nangaluunniit aullaasimaffinit utilligamaribukkhamun tamanna pigujuulaukkung apiginiarluku tamannaunnai utsualuk asikkitausimannigijanga nalunammarikkung glenkiuyu angilluni khanuittullariummangaalluunni khauyimarata khauyijaullalaullituk kinakeaq nanikeaq pasigatsau niamman suulu utsualunginna khilammit katatuinanialungalak imaanuulluni 2800 liter nigaattaulaummat agiyumit piyutsauluni nakikkiang mikiyummit muutavammit ahumigumiluunni piniangituk taima angitigiyuk anginit samingaak puyullimmit pingaa simayutsaujung imaanuulluni sivungarut maannamunut taina utsualtatik pasijau lauttuk ammalu puyulik imappiligijik tamaani nunattiniilaummaanik taitsamanilluasia taitsamanivuugiulauttumi khausattau yupijaritutoorasualluni khanuittullariummangaat ukhautiigunnanarulu khipukkhamiunikkua sulikamatsiajut uvallu khaujimalla yuulunginatta khanuittusaljallariummangaat utsualuk asikkisimalauttuk taapatuali annigijausimakama nunaliujunnut taimaakkamakhavunga khimikhuinalugillusunait khausattauningani ulinnaitau lugunullu kamaniakhunga khanuitulariusimamanga taina utsualuk kamaritsialugillu khanuk kamarijaugianga pitsiataummangaat apiginiarlugu utsualuk asikkisimaniammat vuugikalaulauttumi sujukhalaukkha khanullu pijukhalaukkha glenni kiujuk unuttuituullunikkua tingiyuukkut kamakalalauttuit atsiliuigalallutik tingiyuukkuunimmini khipukkhami pigiarluti muuntaariulauttumi suliguma muugikalaulikkuk muuntaariminit tingiyuukhakalatsualaukkuk muuntaarimi khitikaligiisimaltilugu sivulipaamik tingiyuumi takulaukkhugut kaivallakatajumik khulaulluni nunattini immakhaa 30-nik 35 minuuttinuulluunniit khulaukhattallini imammilu kangillumi tiinistaarimi asigiallangittingiyuut tamaungalaummiyuit makhuukhuutu tiinistaarimi ammalu imappiligijiit halikaaptanga kamalaummiyuk makhuunipingasunniluunniit imappiligijiitni suleakhattini ilaujukhattilugu amma tamaani innuit pisukatalaummiyuit sitjami tamaiginni kangilluup sitjaarinni nunatsiavut kavamanganit rex tamaani ilauttuk ammalu Ernie Ford saralu suliaqaffianit avataliginnimut ataarut nunatsiavu kavammanganit jimmiu suliaqaffinganit nunaltaanimmut piviannattunginiluk kamajiujunnit amma Frederick Doyer Samuel nainimit pitlugit avataliginnimu suliaqaffinganit asigiallangalu kinakeaq kikhatijuk ataarut federalliu kavammangarut suullu timmianik khausautikhammata nunattini taikkuali makhuunik nunaliujunnik suliaqattisilauttuuk ullaakkut timmianik kamattitaullutik ammalu aututanginni khanuittunillu timmianik takusimammangaata khanitaani khanuikkuumangaata kamattitaullutik suli suliaqattukhavuk ukhaalannitini tamanna nukkhangattitaungituk ukhaalannitinillu suli khauyisajuit unuttuqalannik sujukhalaukkuk ikkuninga suulu utsualummik asikkijukhammat katitsui suuqaalunnit imaani buumminik ilittijukhalaungimaikku imaanu ahumiguuttigungaakkalittaulauttuit piluattumille taimaapikalaluarlutik utsualakhaluanninganni taitsumaniulauttuk anugik sanguhattalauttuk pingasuittulluni nunattini silalutsualaugivuk amma taitsumanivuugimi immakhaalu anugik aulanninga sangukatanninga silaluppaanilu ikajulaukkuk taitsumenga utsualumik asikkitausimajumik pitsakin nisaummat suullu asinginnit utsualuurnit khausautikilaummayakka taitsumanit taimaa pijukhaniammat tusakataffigit suarlugilu taakku imappiligijiit puyulimmi suleakhattiujuit taapatuali immakhaa anugik sangukatalaummat amalu silalutsualaummat tamanna pitsakilliilaukkuk utsualummik So loju mesungumat himmaha taimaga lapisimayuk taimaimat nailitiga lugu apikhusit himmaha silamut taimak pijausimayuk tamane khipukhame apigine aslugu ullumimunun so lumalegusu bisi timmeanik uganilunnit ikhalunilunnit attutaulukasimakhumangata glen kiyuk una ututiginwalugu ima ukharasuabunga Aula sima finu lau konga teka nini alonga makhoni unnuani, unnua siusuta wogi upnaningani, piki usalaugi bunga, amma ikhalumislunga, kamarislugit, khannuiga lange marittuit, utsualu sajakange marislutik, takugatalu, utsualu mik asikitausimaju imaani. Suun taagimi khitigalligi simalittilugu, nunattakhani taani taijami sandi pointimi, taina khaujimat taulagimmat, huliiliga khasuungunninganik, Ammalu sitjalia suunglutik, suvaijakettulislutik. Taimaisluta ailaukhuvut, sandi pointtiup, sitjanganut, ingutakka ilautilukit, takuneasluta huliiligaluvininnik taikani. Panega Jessica, amma uikasukutiga Debbie, ingutakkalu huvia suatsuali laukhuvut. Panega amma huliiliganneatillugu huliiliganik haluutimmut. Kamarisluvilluti palammangatalluunit, allat, khani kutalaungituit. Angauri laukhuvut sitamanik plastikki sajanni ippeasunnik tataslugit huliiligannut. Ukhalahatiigakkit taikkoa huliiligait pansilittaka nigilammigattigit. Malugu sugala laugibugut mitikhanninganik taikani. Khanuittuujaagatillu, utsualuga saugatillu. Nigi utsiabugut, utsiabugullu. Iluunnatik khanuilingan nigilauttangit tamanna utsualumik asikhitau tukakkaatnagu, pigiasikkaatnagu utilaanitinik. Suullu nunakhatibut isumaaluuti khaniangimata. Khaujimammiyunga nunatsiabukavamanga. Khaujitsigiagutimik anittisilaunninganik inunnut. Suullu ikhalunniuttinnik aakhisigiamut. Taikanillo asiak suli nulutsihuvijigatik kisiani juuni 19 naulipat suullu fraitaagimi khaijumi. Apigiutikilauttakatamanna suli akafingannut puunnislunganun aligijit pivianatukutiginnilo summattaimaak pikhujongima ngatta. Taina pujulik imappiligijiujuk khauditsilautlugu khipukhamiunik ikhaluit ammalutimmiat khanuinginiginnik nigijausu unnigatsislutillu. Immahali piluattumi nunatsiavukavammangata uhautsigiagutikiluattanga immaha ililaullu ililimaluattanga nulutsihunnagit immaha niigatsavu rojalungimata utsualuinnaulutik ammalu nulluangit utsualuinnaupata takusuigattigit utsualuinnaupata nullua taimaislunga isumakhavunga immaha khauditsiluattuit utsualuk asikhi simalaumataikani amma ukhalafikhalauvivunga Inutu khaujumik ullakut. Nulutsi simajumik 4 kilometerimi siringani khipukhau. Ukhalautuk uuka khautimik isliwinga affaguslun tatalaunningani. Khanuiga langi magitilugit ikhalu simajangin. Imailni aslugu tamanna pivutsuangutu sarianga. Sunnagiala tuinami ilatsigiaru magibin. Kiujuk atautsimik ilatsigiaru mapunga. Fraitaari ulottumi unnusami. Unuttut tamani nunattini isumaaluuti khappaalaumata. Ikhalunnik uuganik uumajunik timmeanik. Khanullu utsualuk asikkitausimammangaat imaanu. Kiugunnanagillu. Isumanattupaa ngulaummat. Suulu annigijausimallunga. Kihatullugillu. Khaujimakalaannangalu. Tamani luasia khanuitutuina utsualuk, upal utsualuk ingaa lakhiga jappat khaujima ajannanga. Taimaislunga imaa pilaukunga uvanga Tyler Edmondsilu. Katimahatikilautavu taikko imaa piligijiujuit kipalugingit angajukhaangalu. Nunaliit haallingan isluta apikislugit islukhijaagajammangaata suullu. Naalauti ghafitigut tamani nunattini ilauhatauhajammangannik khauditsigialutik khipukhamiunik ammalu immaha kiuffiigalaallugit apikkusiujunnik angilauttut taimaak pigajanniminik taimaimmat saatsiliak affatlugut taitsumani unnusami kajusilaukhugut angittaugama aulatsajillarinnu uvang taimaislunga naalauti ghafimut utilaukhunga Khauditsigiagiattulunga apiksulaukhunga siipanik apikkusinnik taitsumani kiujuvmilunga kiutillugit apikkusijunnik khauditsigiagiammislutik ilatsigiallutillu ippineagutikilauttaqa isumattinik aakhisigiatsuarluni illukkijaannisauditsilluting nunahatigidata to sagamayanganik sulupiluartumik khanukutsualuk asikkitausimayuk nungutuina suunguva suullu ujuumiattun taffainang pitsakittuuluni utsualuk taitsumani takko imappiligiri suliaqattingit pigunnanginiga lauttuugaluat taapatuaq khinugalaugatta taimaak kiujaukumalluta taima pilauttut taima illutanakummiijavut angijuming hauritsisialaumata nunaliujunnik аммалута манакадиситтаутигумаллугу аннигижаусимагама нуналиуйуннут камутсиа гумаллунгалу хаусаттаунинга ингритгиалата хулугу пиярииттулугиннут таймаа писуунгуммата пиярииттаусуунгуммат аммалу пиярийгутгинниаллугу хаусаттауннигижанга имаилниаллугу атииттуу киужаутсиалаахкуси ханук нанилу таманна утсуалук асигхиттаусиман нигижанга писимаммагаан клан киужук ангиллуни нунахатик Kaukoa, pijuvislakajakut, teema tusatitautsiagunik kuvallu. Isumalu tiuppa lillaumatta itsumani maanna aakhiuminna lillunilu nakummi uudinjallunung.